All right, everyone. You're listening to Alternative to Sleeping, and I've actually got Alonzo Bowden on the phone. Hey, Alonzo, how's it going?
What's up, Ethan? How you doing, man?
I'm doing really good. We're just starting out the show. We're listening to your CD. Seemed like a good idea at the time, and I've got to say, everyone here in the studio is laughing hysterically.
Cool. Yeah, that was my first CD, so it's good to bring back memories. Good to know that stuff's still funny.
Yeah, do you have any more CDs that you have out?
Yeah, I have one now, and we're just about to release it on iTunes. It's called The Bootleg.
Oh, great.
And I recorded it last year. I've been selling it after shows and had to work out a deal to get it on iTunes. I don't know if you've ever dealt with anyone in the music business.
Not very much, no.
Well, what you do is you create and produce everything, and then they come along and sell it, and it's about a 90-10 split. If you're lucky, they give you 10%.
Oh, wow.
If you act right. No, I'm kidding. It's but it is a tough business. It's weird. So
yeah,
I
just saw that iTunes raised its prices like 30 cents today.
Yeah, yeah. Some things are $1.39, and other things are 69 cents. I think I'm going to lean toward the 69 cent end.
Yeah, that'd be good. I think you should send me the CD, then I'll promote it here on the show.
All right, man. Well, you know, Facebook me. Send me an address where to send it, and I'll get you a copy.
Well, that'd be great.
All right.
Now, I've been a big fan of you for years, but where might my listeners know you from?
Well, the big thing was winning Last Comic Standing.
Right.
You know, I did seasons 2 and 3. Season 2, I was the runner-up. Season 3, I was the champ. Even though NBC never showed it, I did actually win.
And, oh, they never showed it?
No, nah, they didn't. They canceled the series, so they never showed the final episode.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm the unknown winner of a reality show.
That's really weird that they wouldn't just at least play out the season.
Well, they let me keep the check, so we're cool.
Now, I've heard a lot of, there's a lot of politics behind Last Comic Standing, and a lot of the audition type things are rigged. Is there any truth to that?
You know what's really funny about that? After doing seasons 2 and 3, I became a judge on season 5. And people always say it's rigged. And I always said to them, well, if something's rigged and no one told you you were going to win, why'd you come down here?
Right.
No, it's not rigged. NBC, to be honest, NBC didn't care who won. They just wanted the funniest show. And, you know, when you see, like, being in the judge's chair was completely different, because when you travel around the world and you see 1,100, 1,200 comics, you understand a lot more about how to pick people for a show, how many people are doing the same type of topics. You know, I was poor growing up,
right.
You know, my mom is this and my dad is that, so I'm, you know, it's almost like a formula for jokes. And that stuff's not going to fly on TV. So you do your best. We probably missed on some picks, and we probably scored big on others.
Who was
my favorite comic was a guy in a gorilla costume by the name of Mel Silverback, who was half Jewish, half Silverback Mountain Gorilla.
Did he make it far or no?
He made it to the semifinals.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he had this really funny routine from the point of view of a gorilla, you know. I really love you people. I want to throw my feces at you. Stuff like that. You know, it was really corny, but the fact that he committed to being a gorilla was funny.
Yeah.
So we used it. So, so that was big. And then tomorrow night I'm going to be on a show called Comics Unleashed.
Yeah, I've actually got that DVD. Was it Byron Allen?
Yeah, it's with Byron Allen. It's a talk show with comics. It comes on my network TV.
Okay.
And it was really fun to do, because I got to do it with George Wallace, who was one of my idols, one of the guys I looked up to starting out. So it was really fun to get to work on a show with him.
Oh, definitely.
And there's some good stuff on the show.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to it. I don't know what time that airs here. I think in Albany that's on Fox Channel 8. I'm not sure where it airs.
You know, if you look it up online, you can find it. I looked it up in Albany. I think I sent you the station.
Okay.
And it comes on at 9:30. Check Facebook, man. Come on. We were chatting. I sent you this stuff. You didn't even read it.
Well, you said channel WNYA51, and that's not a channel. Did you click on Albany, Georgia, maybe?
No, I thought it was Albany, New York.
I don't know.
Well, anyway, it's on my network TV.
Okay.
Just look up Comics Unleashed.
All right.
And it'll be on tomorrow night at either 9 or 9:30.
Oh, cool. I'm very excited. I'm definitely going to watch that.
Thanks, man.
The first time I ever saw you was on Dane Cook's short film, Eight Guys.
I know, man.
That was really a funny thing. I don't think many people know about it.
Not many people knew about it. I will tell you the funniest thing about Eight Guys. A year after we did it, and for those listening, for the 10 people still awake, Eight Guys was a hilarious movie that Dane Cook came up with. It was eight guys living in a one-room apartment, and it was the first of the month, so seven of us had to move out. And the deal was when the phone rang, if that person asked for you, you had to leave. And it's the story of how each one of us left one by one. But what was really funny was a year later, here in West Hollywood, which is the gay part of L.A., there was a big billboard about eight guys. It was some kind of gay website.
Oh, man.
Yeah, which kind of killed the DVD sales.
Oh, man. I think it's somewhere online. I think, didn't Dane put it up on his MySpace?
Oh, yeah, you could still buy it. You could buy it through Dane's website and maybe some other outlets. So people listening, if you Google eight guys, we're not the gay ones.
Yeah, I'm looking it up right now. I think it's on MySpace somewhere, Dane's MySpace. Do you have like a MySpace, Facebook, Twitter?
I am everywhere. MySpace, Facebook. I just joined Twitter a couple of weeks ago, so I need some followers. You know what my problem is with Twitter?
What?
The message is called a tweet.
Yeah.
That's just not manly.
Yeah, it's kind of like dainty, and there's little birds flitting
around. Yeah, it doesn't
around.
Sound good for me to be tweeting young boys.
It's a little hard to get used to. I just got mine a few weeks ago as well, and it's like direct message and at replies. It's just tough to get a handle of.
Well, the funny thing to me about Twitter is the people who update every 15 minutes. It's like, oh, you know, man, you really need to go and get a life as opposed to telling me what you're doing every 8 minutes.
Right.
Yeah.
A lot of celebrities are on there just kind of wasting their life away. Did you hear about the Demi Moore got like a suicide threat on her Twitter?
Oh, did she?
Yeah, she like saved someone's life because she called the cops because someone said they were going to kill themselves. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's kind of an ego thing to see how many people they can get. Like, what does Jimmy Fallon have, 500,000? And
yeah, and
Britney has 1 million. Shaq has 500,000.
Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, I got 9. I don't know if that's good.
You've got 9 followers?
No, I don't know what I got. I don't have 1 million.
I'll have to look you up. I'll have to add you.
Yeah, I'll tweet you now and then.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
In a manly way.
You'll, what's a nice manly word we can say for tweeting? Maybe,
yachting?
Is that kind of manly?
Yeah, that's kind of X-rated and illegal in most of the country. I think you just got bleeped off the radio, young man.
Should I bleep it? I don't know. I added the ing at the end. I think that's
we
fine.
Message.
Yeah,
men
we message.
Men send messages. Men don't
We
tweet.
Send notes.
That's right. We send a note.
We send letters.
We don't tweet. We open the window and yell at you.
That's right. That'd be great. Just a yeller. You just like scream into your microphone, and then the person opens it up, and it's just them screaming at you.
Hey, man, we might be on to something.
Yeah,
that's
going
to be the next hot website. Yeller.
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 I'm brushing my teeth right now.
I'm going to walk the dog.
If you do set that up, I definitely want to be a co-creator with you. I think that'd be pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, you'll be the number one yeller. You'll be like, Tom is everyone's MySpace friend.
Right. Everyone's automatically listening to me scream.
You're their first yeller.
All right. What do you think is the worst thing to happen to comedy in the past few years?
Whew. You know what I think is really hurt in comedy? It's a blessing and a curse. YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's making a lot of 5-minute wonders. You
right.
know what I mean? It's
yeah.
it's like people having it's like a one-hit wonder in the music business. People have one bit that's 4 minutes long, and 1 million people will see it on YouTube, and they become a comedy star. Then you go see them live, and they've got nothing. They got that one bit, just like going to a concert, waiting for the band to play their one hit.
Right.
You know, so that's the curse part. The blessing part is, you get to see great comedy, and you can look up comics and see what they do, and you know. So I think that's both a blessing and a curse.
Do you think that with people just videotaping shows and putting it on YouTube, it's harder to sell a CD because a lot of your material is already online?
You know, that's a hassle, but there's nothing you can do about it.
Right.
You know, it's impossible to stop. So you just got to live with it. But actually, I don't know that it hurts sales. I think it kind of promotes things.
Yeah.
And the quality, you know, there's a huge difference in quality of someone holding up a cell phone versus you selling a produced CD or DVD.
Yeah.
So I think what happens is people just show part of your act, and then their friends will be like, hey, that's funny, I should go see this guy. Or they'll look you up on YouTube to see a better version of it or whatever, you know?
Yeah. I think that's a fair assessment of that. I was looking at your IMDb. You're in The Girl Next Door. What did you play in that?
Man, I played a bouncer in more movies. Every movie you see on there, you just look at my role. Bouncer, security, tough guy. In The Girl Next Door, I was a bouncer at a porn convention.
Okay.
So if you can ever have just two scenes in a movie, make them in the porn convention.
All right.
That's my acting tip for the night.
Yeah, I guess that's a memorable way. People are interested in the porn convention aspect. Emil Hirsch was in that, right?
Yeah.
I was in a movie. I did an extra role in his new movie, and I bumped into him when they were resetting a scene, and I felt horrible. As an actor, do you think that if someone accidentally bumped into you, you'd be pissed or kind of forgetting?
I don't think he would. He seems pretty cool. There's a couple of them that take themselves way too seriously.
Yeah.
But I think he, you know, unless he's changed over the years, I mean, he's become a much bigger star. I think this was one of his first movies that he starred in, but he seemed like an ordinary guy, you know. Some people take themselves too seriously, but I don't think he's one of them.
No, he seems pretty down to earth.
You know, just today, and I wrote about this, it's hilarious. Megan Fox said she wants to be taken seriously as an actress and not as a sex symbol. Yeah, see,
you literally couldn't listen
to that and not laugh, could you?
No, absolutely not. I don't think anyone would have seen Transformers if it wasn't for her.
Yeah. I don't think a lot of serious actresses are on the cover of GQ licking a cherry.
Right.
I just don't see Meryl Streep doing it.
No, absolutely not. I saw on Wikipedia it said that you're developing your own TV series.
Yeah, there's an idea me and a buddy are working on. We got to keep it top secret in case it sells.
Okay, that's fine.
But it's a current event show. It's a lot of things going on that we make fun of, just like that Megan Fox thing.
Oh, okay. Would it be like on a network channel or like
Comedy Well, it depends
Central?
On where we can sell it. The way it works is we go to a studio, and if the studio likes the idea, they say, hey, we'll make the show.
Okay.
And then once they agree to make the show, then we go along with the studio to networks and try to find someone who wants to air the show.
All right.
So it's a multi-step process, but it's something I'm working on. And then I'm always on tour. You know, this weekend I'm at the Gold Country Casino. Next week I will be at the Denver Improv. The following week I'm in Cleveland. So anybody out there, just go to alonzolive.com or Facebook or MySpace, and you will see my schedule. Come see me do what I do.
Have you ever been to Albany, New York?
I actually was in Albany, and I wish I could remember the name of the club. There was a comedy club or comedy show at a racetrack. Isn't there a horse racing track near there?
Saratoga, maybe?
Yeah.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Was it at the racetrack or the casino there?
It was at the casino.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool.
Yeah, and I'm sure I'll be back there when they do the show again.
Yeah, whenever you come back, definitely I'd like to have you on again, maybe in the studio. But thank you very much for calling in. I really appreciate it.
Hey, man, I had a good time. And look, we're Facebook friends. That's just like being best friends for life, isn't it?
That's right. We're BFFs.
Yeah, see that again. That's like tweeting. Don't ever say that again.
We'll yell at each other.
We're boys who yell at each other.
We're going to yeller.
See you on Yeller.
Yes, I'll see you on Yeller. I'll see you on Alonzo Live or elonsolive.com. And any movies coming out?
Nothing right now, man. Let's just check me out on Comics Unleashed. Tell them that guy needs a TV show.
All right. Yeah, definitely. All right. I'll put that up. And I'm going to put this up on iTunes as a free download. So if you want to put that on your site, that'd be cool.
Thanks, man.
Thank you very much.
Have a good night.
You too.
Bye.
Bye. All right. We just talked to Alonzo Bowden. And thank you very much for calling in, Alonzo. And I thought that was a great interview. Now, he was in the short film Eight Guys, produced and written by Dane Cook. And I actually have a clip of Dane Cook here.